This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Washington this morning, there is hope, at least, that the White House and top Republicans are nearing an agreement that would raise the debt ceiling and postpone the threat of default by the U.S. government. The weekend has been a capsule version of the frustration and partisanship that have surrounded this issue. But yesterday, Vice President Joe Biden and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell restarted their stalled talks and may have reached a tentative understanding that has some chance of approval. Senator McConnell had this to say on CNN earlier today.
Well, we're very close. We had a very good day yesterday. Both the president and the vice president called me, and the president talked to the speaker as well. And they understand that with a Republican majority in the House and a very robust Republican minority in the Senate, we have to come together.
But the deal is far from done. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, a member of the Senate Democratic leadership, was cautioning about any talk of a deal on that same CNN program. Ready to bring us up to date on the story is NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne, who joins us from the White House. Don, thank you for doing this again.
Glad to be here.
Everybody is so hoping that there will be some good news on the story, that there will be some resolution. Do you think we're letting hope get ahead of reality here?
Well, I can tell you today feels different. Now, feeling isn't quite a deal. We all know that. So if I can kind of pile on the cliches here, it's not quite cooked yet, maybe. But it does feel different here at the White House, particularly after a couple of very dark days, you know, Thursday and Friday of last week. Yesterday was obviously a difficult day. A lot of work was done, almost all of it behind the scenes. And we at least appear to be on the verge of something today.
Well, with that in mind, what kind of a trade-off do you think looks like it might make this thing work? A two-step process that gets us 18 months before all of this starts happening again?
Right. And the first thing it does is get us past that deadline that's looming in the next day. And there are cuts, $1 trillion right up front that both sides appear to have agreed to. And then down the road next year. But again, it can get us beyond the election next November is another $1.8 trillion in cuts. The White House was initially not saying much about this today, but they were on the morning talk shows. Give a listen to how the president's top political advisor, David Plouffe, characterized it.
The hours are ticking here. I think what's clear is that there's general agreement that we're going to have deficit reduction in two stages. The first is going to be something the parties largely agree on, about $1 trillion in deficit reduction. The second stage is going to be the trickier elements of entitlement reform and tax reform.
And again, the trickier part is the second year of cuts, so the 2012 cuts. A special congressional committee is going to be set up, a bipartisan committee, and they are going to recommend cuts. If they are unable to do their job, and this is the enforcement part of it, if they can't come up with an agreement, if we're where we are today, then there are automatic across-the-board cuts that will kick in to get us to the promised level. And those cuts would include things that neither side wants to see cut.
What are the amounts of money we're talking about? Trillions of dollars. Where would most of the cutting be felt and when?
Well, first off, it would not be felt immediately because the last thing either side wants to do is have deep cuts with the economy where it is right now. So most of them would come down the road in the out years, as they say. But again, they are cuts that we're hearing right now. Republicans insist there are no revenue increases. Democrats see that as something they're going to be talking about in the next year. But again, right now, we do not know the specifics of the deal in terms of any possible revenue increases.
NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you very much.
Thank you.